Chapter 11. The policemen came after 5 minutes. There were three of them. They came slowly in a silver car with bright blue and orange stripes along the sides and a long bar of lights on the roof. They pushed through the crowds on the walkway and they stopped beside the steps that led down to the sand. They got out of the car and they put on their hats. They were wearing white short-sleeved shirts and thick black vests with a black and white checkered stripe. The vests had many pockets, and in them there were batons and radios and handcuffs and other things I could not guess the names of. I was thinking, Charlie would like this. These policemen have more gadgets than Batman. If I was telling this story to the girls from back home, I would have to explain to them that the policemen of the United Kingdom did not carry guns.
Where? No pistol?
No pistol.
Where? That is one topsy-turvy kingdom, where the girls can show their bobbies but the police cannot show their guns.
And I would have to nod and tell them again, much of my life in that country was lived in such confusion. The policemen slammed the police car doors behind them. Thunk. I shivered. When you are a refugee, you learn to pay attention to doors. When they are open, when they are closed, the particular sound they make, the side of them that you are on. I wanted to run. Instead, I held my hands out to the policemen. I said, "Here is the place." One of the policemen came close, while the other two ran down the steps. The policeman who came, he was not much older than me, I think. He was tall, with orange hair under his hat. I tried to smile at him, but I couldn't. My heart was beating, beating. I was scared that my Queen's English would fail me. Then the most wonderful thing happened. The policeman's radio buzzed and crackled, and a voice came from it, and the voice said, "The child has been found." I gave a smile like the sun, but the policeman did not. My smile faded. If this policeman began to suspect me, he could call the immigration people. Then one of them would click a button on their computer and mark a checkbox on my file, and I would be deported. I would be dead, but no one would have fired any bullets. I realized this is why the police do not carry guns. In a civilized country, they kill you with a click. The killing is done far away, at the heart of the kingdom, in a building full of computers and coffee cups.